It is time for us to bring in Mike Cozzi at A Check on Sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
For those of you who listen to Mike and I and have for years and either like or don't like what we do, what you can say is we talk about sports in a different way. We don't give the standard sports that you get on other radio stations or TV stations where they just give you the scores and the Yahoos and all the highlights. We talk about sports in our own personal way. And horse racing is one of those things that we cover and we have covered. And there are people out there that don't like horse racing for the exact reason what we're going to talk about. Something that Mike has been talking about for several years. And the news finally broke yesterday, and hopefully this will get rid of a big contingent of the people that cause the harm, the public image of horse racing. Mike, so let's start off with the big story of the day, and it really is, what is it, 27 people indicted in a big scandal on horse doping.
Yeah, and this isn't something that was fly by night. The FBI did their due diligence, and they've been following it for a year. And I guess they got enough of evidence now where they said, let's go with it. Two of the big names, George Navarro and Jason Service, are two of the 27 people that came down in this indictment. And if you look at the evidence that they have, these guys are fried. They use their language, however you want to call it, between each other, notifying each other that the barns were being raided. And some of the language is really eye-opening to normal people as to what was being done with these trainers. And we've said it here for a long time that the numbers that these people win by, their win percentages and in-the-money percentages and however else you want to look at it, are just ungodly. And not only their percentages, but if you watch the races, the way their horses run, it's just not, you can't say human, but just not feasible. When horses go out to the front and they run really quick times, they're supposed to stop, meaning they can't sustain that run and they fall apart and they drop to the back of the pack. Well, the horses that these guys train, they go out with other horses head-to-head real quick times, and they don't stop. They just keep on going. And for years, I've been saying, as well as other people I know at the track, that these guys are cheating. It came out with Navarro on a tape at Monmouth Park a few years ago that he was, and Monmouth Park just gave him a little slap on the wrist, and racing did nothing about it, and he just kept going on with his merry way. And then yesterday, this blister just popped. And Jason Service joined the club probably about two and a half years ago, where he was winning at 40%. And trainers don't win at 40%. You can't win at 40%. If you have maybe a five-horse barn of good horses, maybe you can win at 40%. But when you got the numbers of horses in your barns that these guys have, you can't win at 40% unless you're getting help. And they're getting help. And people that felt bad about Maximum Security and that he should have won the Derby and that he was justified when he won in Dubai. And we've said all along, Maximum Security's cheating. Bingo. Comes out yesterday. Jason Service is not only on the list, but the top of the list as cheaters go. So now let's see what racing does with it. What they should get is the death penalty. They should be barred from racing for life. Because if you look at some of the implications with these guys, they didn't only what we call juice horses. They've got rid of horses. And I'll just leave the term got rid of up to your imagination.
We won't go into
and
it.
And anybody that does that, they need to be thrown out of the game and they need to be prosecuted.
It really is, and the Navarro thing is amazing. Wasn't he named a couple of times Horseman of the Year at Monmouth?
Leading trainer.
All those things should be taken away from him.
Oh yeah, I mean, and you know the owners are the ones that are going to lose the money too, and you know, people are going to say that the owners are innocent bystanders. They're not. They're not innocent bystanders. They know what's going on. I mean, they're going to, of course, they're going to come out and say, "Oh, well, we didn't know." Come on, we didn't know. That's like the Ponzi scheme. This is all the same thing. The only thing, instead of a Ponzi scheme where it's just people that are getting hurt monetarily, people are getting hurt monetarily here, and they're taking advantage of the horses. And some of the things that you read of what they did to horses is just awful. And we mentioned it about 3-4 weeks ago. I don't know if you remember that one of Navarro's horses, XY Jet, who ran in some of the big races out in Dubai over the last couple years and ran second and got some big paydays for it. They said he died of a heart attack about 3 years ago. Well, it wasn't really a heart attack. It was the result of the juicing. So, you know, people say what you will, and it's hard to believe that there's still people on social media, which is the root of all evil, are saying, well, they haven't been prosecuted and they haven't been tried yet. I mean, come on. If it walks like a duck and it smells like a duck, it's a duck. These guys are ducks.
It's a sad story, and it's a story you hope that people go to prison and get banned from the sport for
definitely.
Life.
Definitely. But you know what? It's a sad story, and what's happened has happened. You can't bring them horses back, unfortunately. But if this is what it takes to clean the sport, I'm glad it happened.
All right, let's go to some other news, the University of Connecticut, which this year is having a terrible year, an off year. They're ranked number 5 in the league, in the country. They won their conference championship, which means, listen to this, since 2013, since the league was formed, the Lady Huskies are 139-0.
They've never lost in their league?
Never lost in their league.
Wow.
And this year is an off year.
This is the worst year I can ever remember them having.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure what their record is, but I think their record is something like 28-3. And it's an off year. But can you imagine never losing a game in your conference?
That's kind of tough.
I don't care about your conference. To never lose a game, that's just,
yeah, I know.
It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yep.
Well, anyways, so that's a little bit, that should make up for that, all the what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. It seems like now sports news, other than that, now the NBA, the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, all have got to figure out a way to allow access to the locker rooms and check people that come in and out. They're going to have to do what they're doing at airports now, which have those little things that they point to the forehead, and if somebody has even a slight fever, they're not allowed. But there's so many different ramifications for what's going on that's going to affect sports, because what sports without people coming to the games? Really, think about it this for a second. That's like making
sports
movies
without people coming to the games. I mean, it's possible, because I've known high schools that played under closed gyms,
yeah.
Not because of health reasons, but for safety. But when you're talking professional sports, and you're talking the salaries that the players make, and you're talking the cost of the tickets and your $14 beverage items, it's a money-making thing. And every game that they play under a closed audience is money that the owners are losing, and they can't lose money. So that's the bottom line of it. I mean, if it was back when tickets only cost $4, then these guys can play. But now when you sit behind home plate costs somewhere around $1,000, And your first baseman's making $250,000 a game, if you don't have anybody buying those expensive beers, that's a big, big hole in the owner's pocket. So that's the reason why it's shutting down. It's shutting down for the bizarre health reason that's out there that's being magnified, but ultimately it's being closed down because of the money.
It's going to be interesting to see, because it's the same thing with movie theaters. You know, you can pay stars billions and billions of dollars ahead to make movies, but if people aren't allowed to,
it's everywhere. Yeah. It trickles down to your corner McDonald's. Who's going to go sit in the McDonald's? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the way that this thing has been portrayed, and people panic, and everybody else suffers because of it. All I know is I get up every morning, I go to school, I do my job, and I go and do whatever I want to do, because it's only the flu.
So we'll have to see how it all progresses. But that horse racing story that broke yesterday is a huge, huge national story.
Well, in my second class, which ends just before 11 o'clock, toward the end of class, I just checked my phone to see if anybody tried to get in touch with me, mainly the coach and staff from the school, and I saw I had 13 text messages. I don't get 13 text messages. Like, something happened, and this is what I saw.
All right, well,
These two guys, Service and Navarro,
yeah.
From what I heard, Navarro, they went to his house and arrested him, and I heard Service is still in Dubai 2 weeks after his horse ran. I wonder why he's still in Dubai.
You know why.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Kosi with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.